Grammar Girl here. Last month, I was on a call-in radio program, and one of the callers asked about the words commentate and conversate. She hadn't even thought conversate was a word until a friend of hers used it, and she laughed, thinking it was a joke, only to realize her friend was using it in all seriousness. She and another caller also brought up the word orientate. These three words have something in common, and it's not just that they all end in A-T-E, and people wonder about their legitimacy. They also were all formed by a process called back formation. Back formation isn't always a bad thing, but it can sometimes cause a problem. Today, we'll talk about why that happens. To understand back formation, let's first think about another word formation process, suffixation, which sounds like a crime, but it's not. Suffixation is common. Take the verb syndicate. The noun syndication was created from syndicate by adding the suffix ion, syndication. So you'd think the noun donation was created by putting a suffix on the verb donate, right? Well, surprise, it wasn't. The noun donation entered the language first in the 15th century, and only later in the 19th century was the verb donate formed by removing the suffix. How can you tell whether one word was derived from another by adding a suffix, or the process went in the opposite direction via back formation? Unless you check a dictionary, or you were alive to notice the newer word entering the language, you can't. And it usually doesn't matter, either. Both syndicate and donate are 100% acceptable standard English words. Back formation can happen with other suffixes, too. For example, the word pea, meaning the vegetable, I hasten to add, was created by back formation from a word peas, spelled P-E-A-S-E. The word peas sounds plural, but it was actually a singular noun, kind of like oatmeal or mush. But peas sounded so much like a plural that it was interpreted as one, and people formed the singular word pea by stripping away what they perceived to be a plural suffix. Another well-known example relevant to many of my listeners is edit. The noun editor entered the English language first, and about 100 years later, the or suffix was removed to give us the verb edit. So, when does back formation cause a problem? Looking at the verbs the callers asked about, they were backformed, or should I say backformated, from the nouns commentator, orientation, and conversation, by removing the OR or the ION suffixes. The trouble is that the verbs corresponding to these nouns already exist: comment, orient, and converse. When language devotees hear back-formed variants such as commentate, orientate, or conversate, they probably feel the way I do when someone else in the house buys and opens a jar of mayonnaise without checking to see if there's already one open in the refrigerator. They've wasted money and space in the fridge, and now we have two jars to deal with instead of one. In the case of these verbs, there are now two verbs cluttering up the place where only one verb needs to be. And to make matters worse, these verbs have an extra syllable. The same objection applies to administrate, informate, observate, imaginate, and other backformed verbs. I was on that radio program again a few weeks later, and that time a caller told a story about hearing someone say, certificate. Certificate is a clear back formation from the noun certification. But like the other verbs we've been talking about, there's an already existing verb with two fewer syllables that means the same thing. Certify. Our quick and dirty tip for better writing is whenever you start to use a verb ending in A-T-E or I-C-A-T-E, ate or icate, make it a habit to check if there's a verb without that suffix and with the same meaning. If so, use the shorter verb. If you're not sure, check a dictionary. The key phrase is with the same meaning. Needless as some of these back formations may have been when they were coined, some have gained legitimacy by developing meanings that are different from the earlier existing verbs. Commentate, for example, doesn't mean precisely the same thing as comment. It carries more of an idea of a continued, systematic commentary for a political or sporting event as it occurs. Informate, in the field of information technology, has a specific meaning of extracting information from something. If you hear it, the speaker may have chosen the back-formed verb because it has a more precise and appropriate meaning. Also be aware that some back-formed verbs are variants from other dialects. Although orientate is often criticized in American English, in British English it's actually preferred over orient. Conversate is not only a word in African American English, but also has a more specialized meaning than converse. It tends to have more connotations of small talk or flirtation. It's also favored by rappers, as in this line I found in the Corpus of Contemporary American English in a rap about AIDS. There's no debate. Conversate with your mate, and don't wait until it's too late. Of course, just because a word is well accepted in one dialect doesn't mean it's appropriate for use in something written for school or work. I should note that even on the Urban Dictionary website, conversate is ridiculed and condemned. As with all your writing, know what language your audience is expecting and choose your words accordingly. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll love my books, The Grammar Devotional and Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.